Today is the disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, who is one of our most prominent acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. He's not just a acharya, our kirtan style, as well as the mood of songs and bhajans that we sing are those passed on to us by Narottam Das Thakur. And therefore, just as sometimes we are called Bhaktivinod Parivar, or the inheritors of Bhaktivinod Thakur's legacy, we're also known as the inheritors of Narottam Das Thakur's legacy. So we're also Narottam Parivar. Narottam Das Thakur was the son of a king, Raj Krishna Hodadhash, and from a very young age, he simply by hearing from Vaishnavas about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, he became obsessed with them. He became overwhelmed desirous of being part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, could really think of nothing else. And indeed, because he was already chosen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya empowered him by leaving the wealth of his premadhan, by leaving his treasure of love in care of the Padma River, where Narottam Das Thakur lived, so that when Narottam Das went once bathing, then at this prematal, at this place, he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prema, and from that time he became a complete madman, and ultimately headed to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and associates. But then he received news on his way to Puri that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world, that Gadadhar Pandit had left, that Swarup Damodar Goswami has left. So very heartbroken, he turned direction and headed west towards Vrindavan Dam. But on the way there, he'd heard that Rup and Sanatan had also left this world. So he was extremely heartbroken. Finally, when he did arrive in Vrindavan, then he found shelter under Jiva Goswami's care. And Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit were Jiva Goswami's main disciples. Jiva Goswami dealt with them just like their guru. And indeed, he was their Shiksha Guru, and he trained them in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta via his Sandharvas. Jiva Goswami was really the Acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya at that time. So any devotees in one of the three Vaishnava centers, which were Puri, Vrindavan, and Navadvip, who was authentic, official Vaishnava, a recognized theologian, had to receive recognition, or better yet, even personal training under Jiva Goswami. So many devotees from these places would come to Jiva Goswami for training. Shyamananda Prabhu had already been initiated by Shubhav Shaka, and Narottam and Srinivas had not, but Jiva Goswami, he would not give Diksha. Very interesting. In his whole life, Jiva Goswami didn't initiate anyone, and he was the only initiated disciple of Rupa Goswami, which should clarify the emphasis in our sampradaya on Shiksha. The flow or direction of the Guru Parampara, Bhagavat Parampara, is where one can associate with elevated Vaishnavas, because with the help of Transcendental Association, then Mahatvaram Seva, then the gates to pure devotional service are opened. If the Diksha Guru is such a Mahat, then greatest respect is given to him. If Shiksha Guru is more advanced, then more to him. If they are equally advanced, then equal. In this way, devotees give respect to Vaishnavas according to their level of spiritual advancement. Nonetheless, Jiva Goswami wanted these other two boys to be initiated, so he instructed Srinivas to go to Gopal Bhatta Prabhu and Narottam Das to Lokanath Goswami. It's interesting that he told him to go to Lokanath because it was already known to Jiva Goswami that Lokanath, like he, did not want to accept any initiates. Lokanath Goswami was sent to Vrindavan along with Bhugarbha Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord was still living in Navadvip. And his main service there was to engage in bhajan of Radha and Krishna. Still, Narottam Das Thakur, following the orders of his guru, went to Lokanath Goswami and asked him to accept him. Lokanath Goswami's samadhi mandir is now in the courtyard of Radha Gokulananda Mandir. And in this area, Narottam Das Thakur approached him, and of course Lokanath Goswami told him that he wasn't accepting the disciples, so he sent him away. When Narottam came back to Jiva Goswami once again sent him back to Narottam, to Lokanath Goswami, much in the same way as Bhaktivinoda Thakur was insistent that Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur accept Diksha from Gorkishwardas Babaji. So after some time, when Narottam proved his sincerity and humility, then Lokanath Goswami accepted him as a disciple, initiated him, giving him Gayatri Mantra, and teaching him the process of Lila Smarna, how to be absorbed in meditating upon the pastimes of Radha and Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna. We all know the story of how Narottam Das, Srinivas, and Shyamananda took the books of the Goswamis to Bengal, and the different adventures that they encountered on the way there. Ultimately, after being trained up by Jiva Goswami and blessed by their gurus, they were all given the task of spreading Krishna consciousness, of preaching, and preaching on the basis of the books compiled by our acharyas. Narottam Das Thakur went to live in his home, original home, Keturi, and although he was the only son, he was not willing to obviously take the role of the king, which was passed on to, I believe, a cousin of his. And Narottam Das Thakur did many wonderful pastimes, revealing the teachings that he had acquired from Jiva Goswami through two of his books, which are a compilation of songs, Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. He also followed the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which anyone who is a qualified Vaishnava and who is willing to abide by the principles of Vaishnavism should be recognized as a Brahmin, and conversely can also initiate those who are qualified Brahmins into Vaishnavism. This angered many materialistic people who considered that Narottam was a Kshatriya, and for him to initiate a Brahmin was against the principles of the Vedas. But ultimately, Narottam Das Thakur's representation of the pure teachings of Krishna consciousness prevailed, and these people also became converted and became his followers. Narottam Das Thakur left his body on this day when he was really heartbroken at the absence of his long-standing friends, Srinivasacharya, Ramchandra, Kaviraj, the samadhis of these personalities is just a little distance away from Gopeshwar Mahadev's temple in Vrindavan. There also Hemlata Thakurani's samadhi is present. And when Narottam heard this, then he decided that he was also going to give up his life. So he just melted into the waters of the Padma River and, literally speaking, just disappeared. Those Vaishnavas who are engaged in pure devotional service, constantly in contact with the spiritual energy, even though their bodies appear to be materially composed, still, just as an iron rod placed into fire takes on the qualities of fire, the bodies also take on fully spiritual characteristics. In conclusion, to help us remember this day and pray to Narottam Das Thakur that we may fulfill his mission. His mission was that just as people in India, people all over the world, whatever their background, Brahmana or Malecha, that by practicing the principles of Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna, they can also go back to Godhead. Therefore, we should ask him for his blessings to help fulfill that mission in our lives. And we can do that by following the example of Narottam Das Thakur in terms of preaching fearlessly as he did, and also dedicating our minds to the service of Radha and Krishna as represented in this particular prayer that I'm going to read, which is the conclusion of Narottam's Prarthana. In fact, I'll read a few of these songs. This starts with song 55, which says, Hari Balabha Ramadana Mohana Hirabago, Erupe Vrajira Pati Chalabago. When will I chant the names of Hari and see Lord Madan Mohan? In this way I want to travel on the path of Braj. Entering Braj, I will become an anchor bell on the feet of the gopis and cause a sweet tinkling sound. I will watch the sporting pastimes of the cowherd boys in the forest of Vrindavan and smear the dust from their feet on my body. I will see the sweet beauty of Radha and Krishna to my eye's satisfaction, and I will stand as a guard at the gate of the groves of Braj. O residents of Braj, please fulfill my desires and allow me to hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. At the time of giving up my body, I will simply place it in the waters of the Jamuna and float while chanting Jai Radha Govinda. Narottam Das laments thus, my desires are not fulfilled. When will I reside in Braj? And then next song 56 begins, Hari Hari Kata Dinehina Dasha Haba. O Lord Hari, how many days more before this will happen to me? In the ecstatic association of Rasa Manjari and Sri Mani Manjari, I will become a follower of Sri Rupa Manjari. In the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, there is a jeweled throne placed on a jeweled altar, and golden complexioned Radha and blue complexioned Krishna sit on that throne. I will swing a chamara under the instruction of the gopis and supply betel nuts to their lotus mouths. I will always be ecstatic to hear the pure loving topics of the conjugal pastimes. I will make garlands of various flowers such as Malika, Malati, and Juti, and put them on their necks and then massage the lotus feet. Radha and Krishna are my life and soul and the goal of my life. I have no other desire than this. O Lord Krishna Chaitanya, O Swarupa Rupa, O Sanatana, O my Lords, this is the only request of Narottam Das. And here's the final song. It starts, Hede he Nagarabhara, Shune he Murlidara, Nividena Kari Tuyapai, Charana Nakaramani, Jina Chandira Gantani, Bhala Shobi Amaragalai, Shridama Shudama Shange, Jakana Vane Jaurange, Takana Ami Duchara Dhandaya, Manikari Shange Jai, Guru Janare Bhaya Pai, Ankiral Raila Tuya Pane Cheya, Chaya Navine Megapane, Tuya Bhandu Padi Mane, Ilai Akesha Nahi Bhandi, Randana Shalati Jai, Tuya Bandu Gunagai, Dunjara Chalana Kari Kandi, Mani Nao, Manika Nao, Anchale Bhandile Rao, Pula Nao, Ye Keshe Karibeshe, Narina Karitavidhi, Tuya Hena Gunanidhi, Lai Piritama Deshe Deshe, Aguru Chandana Haitam, Tuya Ange Makana Raitam, Ghamiya Paditama Rangapai, Ki mora mane rashada vamana haya chandahata vidiki shada purabe amar Narottama dasa koi shune ahedoya moi tumi amayana chadiyak dai je dina tomar bhavi amara e deha jabe she dina diya padachaya. And translated roughly it is as follows. O my dear hero, O Lord, the flute player, please hear my request to you. Your jewel-like toenails resemble the rose of moon that I wear like a beautiful necklace around my neck. When you go to the forest at Shridam and Shudam, at that time I stand at the doorstep thinking of going with you. But I am afraid of the elders and the respectable people, therefore my eyes simply gaze after you. Whenever I see the new clouds, O my friend, I immediately remember you, and I let loose my hair. When I cook in the kitchen, I simply sing your glories and cry on the pretext of smoke. O beloved Lord, you are neither a jewel nor a diamond that I can keep you tied to the end of my cloth. You are not a flower that I can decorate my hair with. If I were not a woman, I would have taken you the ocean of divine qualities all over the country. If I were a guru or sandalwood, then I would be smeared on your limbs, and when you would perspire, I would have fallen at your reddish lotus feet. What desires I have! Although I am a dwarf, still I want to touch the moon. Will the Creator ever fulfill my desire? Narottam Das says, please hear, O most merciful Lord, please do not neglect me. The day I give up my body, being fully absorbed in your thoughts, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. Here's a verse at least one can remember. He says, Ki more manera shada bhamana haye chandahata vitiki shada puribe amara. What desires I have, although I'm a dwarf, still I want to touch the moon. Will the Creator ever fulfill my desire? Hare Krishna.